AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump has exhausted appeals in court. He'll be sentenced soon in his hush money case. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
In a singular moment in U.S. history, President-elect Donald Trump faces sentencing today for his New York hush money conviction after the nation's highest court, the Supreme Court, refused to intervene in a 5-4 decision. Like so much else in the criminal case and the current American political landscape, the scenario set to unfold in a Manhattan courtroom was unimaginable only a few years ago. With Trump 10 days from inauguration, Judge Juan Merchan has indicated he plans a no-penalty sentence called an unconditional discharge, and prosecutors are not opposing it. That would mean no jail time, no probation, and no fines would be imposed, but nothing is final until the proceeding is done. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
The Labor Department is reporting strong job growth last month. 256,000 jobs were added. Strong Santa Ana winds have eased a bit around Los Angeles. Crews are hoping to gain some control of three wildfires. The latest started yesterday in the San Fernando Valley and has spread into Ventura County. Juan Perez in Altadena returned to his home to find it burned to the ground.
My heart dropped. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't just think. It was something so unreal. It was my whole life that got in flames. It was unbelievable.
But Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up around Los Angeles Sunday. Constellation is buying power, natural gas, and geothermal power provider Calpine for $16 billion, joining together two of the country's biggest power companies. A senior official says the Kremlin has welcomed President-elect Donald Trump's readiness to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is AP News. At CES in Las Vegas, AI race cars hit the track. The Indy Autonomous Challenge is a competition between universities to create the fastest AI-powered race car.
Consider it as a million-dollar research lab on wheels.
Madhur Bell is with the Cavalier Autonomous Racing Team at the University of Virginia.
Everybody has the same car, and your only advantage is the AI driver that you can program.
There is no human behind the wheel. Teams from all over the world are at the Las Vegas Speedway. Paul Mitchell is with the Indy Autonomous Challenge. He says they've come a long way.
The first year, we had cars that could basically go 130 miles an hour, just one car at a time, and we thought that was pretty good.
And now?
We had two cars passing each other at 180 miles an hour. And really doing dogfighting the way you would expect top human race car drivers to do.
This year's winner, the University of Modena in Italy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.